Good to see you all. And good morning. Well, Christmas is coming and everybody's in the happy mood, I pray.
圣诞节快要到了, 我相信大家都准备着庆祝这个节日。
And last time I came, I spoke on the series on sermon on faith, hope, and love.
上次我来的时候, 我特别讲到的题目是信望爱。
Well, these three are the greatest of all the Christian doctrines according to Paul.
所以根据保罗的说法, 这三样, 信望爱是基督教最重要的教义。
And then he says, at the end, says, now abide faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love.
然后他最后说, 信望爱, 这其中最大的就是爱。
Last time I talked about faith based on Hebrews chapter 11.
上次, 我来的时候, 我是讲希伯来书第11章, 讲到什么叫信心。
And then today we'll talk about hope based on the hope of Christ's resurrection.
今天我要讲盼望。 这个盼望是根据的是基督的复活。
And then next time, Lord willing, in February, I'll talk about love, the greatest of these three.
如果神许可的话, 我下个, 我明年的二月会再回来, 我就会讲到爱。
So the sermon has to do with the greatest doctrines of Christian faith.
所以今天我讲的, 这个讲章也是, 基督教的教育里头非常重要的一部分。
And this chapter we read this morning is a first section of apostles dealing with the resurrection.
今天我们读的, 哥林多前书15章的前半部, 特别是讲到, 耶稣的复活。
And you know, the 1 Corinthians 15 is one of the greatest, longest treatment of Paul on resurrection.
我们知道哥林多前书15章呢是保罗是在圣经里头对于复活记载的最详尽的一个篇章。even
more longer than the apostles, I mean the gospels.
甚至比 其他的福音书还要多。The
other gospels dealing with history or stories about resurrection.
我们知道四福音记载的大部分是关于 复活的一些事实, 一些历史。
And Apostle Paul dealing with more like evidences, hope, and glorious events to come.
但是保罗呢, 在这边他讲的, 特别是他集中在, 复活的这个历史的事实, 还有他的荣耀。
And then Apostle Paul closes his treatment in 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, therefore, my brother, sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
所以保罗在第十五章结尾的时候，他这样子做结论。他说：“所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动。” 常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里不是徒然的。
And this is what we're going to talk about today.
这就是今天我们要谈的。
And the works of the resurrection in terms of gospel resurrection has to do with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
所以我们讲到这个, 这个福音的时候, 福音的证据的时候, 我们就要讲到基督的复活所带来的证据。
Now, let's begin with the word gospel of resurrection.
首先我来谈谈什么叫做复活的福音。
You know, Apostle Paul talked about the resurrection history, as someone who had witnessed history.
所以当保罗讲到这个历史上的, 这个复活的时候, 他是讲到有人看见,是一个见证。
Because Paul says in verse 2, says, by this gospel you were saved. And if you were hold firmly in the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain.
所以保罗在那里讲到, 15章第2节, 他这里讲到说是, 如果这个, 基督没有复活, 我们所信的就是枉然。
So that's very serious.
所以这是很严肃的一件事。
He's building his argument that he saw the resurrection, he knew the resurrection of Christ.
因为他知道，他看见，而且他认识基督，他晓得基督是复活的。
And then the Apostle Paul dealing with 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4,He says, what I receive, I pass on to you that this importance that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture, that He was buried on the third day, He resurrected from the dead according to Scriptures. Everything is about Scriptures.
所以他在哥林多前书十五章第三节第四节那里讲说，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说的第三天复活了。
So how does he know the gospel?
所以他这一切，对不起，都是根据圣经。他怎么知道福音呢？
Because the gospel was written by then.
因为当时的福音书已经写完了。
Did not was not written.
对不起，当时的福音书还没有出版，还没有写成。
When Paul wrote this letter, it was around AD 53.
所以当保罗写哥林多前书的时候，大概是主后83年。
53年。And then the earliest gospel was written about 48 AD.
但是最早最开始第一本的福音书出来的话是主后48年。
But the apostle Paul did not see that.
但是保罗那个时候没有读到福音书。
It was written by Mark.
因为那是马可写的。
It was in the desert, in the Jerusalem, someplace it was remotely hidden.
当时马可呢，他是在以色列外面的一个荒野的地方，他躲起来写这本书。
And then the Apostle Paul was crucified and defeating and hurting the church.
当时保罗他正在逼迫教会。
That, so in a way, Apostle Paul is a latecomer in terms of witness of the resurrection.
所以呢，从某一方面来讲，关于作为复活的见证人，保罗是比较晚来的一个。
Because later on he says, "I am the least of the apostles, and I do not even deserve to be called an apostle."
因为保罗自己说我是使徒中最小的一个，他说我甚至不配称为使徒。
Yet here in verse 11 and 12, 1 Corinthians 15 and 3 and 4, we just read, I pass on to you this gospel truth about resurrection.
所以保罗这里讲说，我把这个福音传给你们，就是这个复活的福音是根据圣经传给你们。
So he answered that in the next passage in Galatians 1, 11 and 12. He says, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, for the gospel I preach to you is not from human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was taught by it. Rather, I received it by revelation.
所以他在加拉太书一章十一节说，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
下一个，下一个。So it's from revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以他这个福音是从耶稣基督来的。
What did it happen?
到底发生了什么？
On the road on Damascus.
就是在往大马色的路上。
Remember, he was riding a horse, and then suddenly a light shining on him, and he fell down, and he was blind.
记不得他在大马色的路上有大光照到他，他的眼睛就瞎了。
That was by revelation.
那个就是神给他的启示。
And then the voice says, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
所以保罗说，主啊，主啊，你为什么所以神对他说，保罗，保罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And then Saul says, Who are you, Lord?
所以扫罗说，你到底是谁啊？
So he knew that was Jesus calling him.
他知道是耶稣在呼召他。
So then he went away in South Arabia for 14 years.
他后来到了阿拉伯，在那边待了14年。
What do you think he did in 14 years?
你想保罗在阿拉伯那14年做了什么？
Study the scriptures.
他在读圣经。
Prayer.
祷告。
Talking to Jesus.
跟主耶稣交谈。
That's what he's meant by that the gospel he preached is not from human, but from the Lord Jesus Christ, directly revelation to him.
所以保罗才能够说他所传的福音不是出于人，乃是他直接从神领受的。
So this Galatian passage is very important for Paul to defend himself as a gospel, as a disciple of Jesus.
所以加罗太书的 这节经文非常的重要，因为保罗是在为自己辩护他这个使徒的身份。
So he sees himself as one of the 13 apostles.
他把自己看作是第十三位的门徒。
Apostle by definition is someone who has studied, saw the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以所谓的使徒必须是看过耶稣，而且认识耶稣的人。
Because he saw Jesus on the road to Damascus by the light and by shining and the voice of Jesus Christ.
因为保罗在去大马色的路上，他在这个闪电，在这个光中，他看见了耶稣。
So he did not read the gospel when the Lord saved him.
所以当他得救的时候，他还没有读到福音书。
The Gospels were written much later, maybe 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years later.
所以那个时候福音书是在保罗之后50多年以后才写成的。
Remember, Apostle John wrote the Gospel around late 90s AD in the Patmos Island. He was on exile.
你知道约翰不是
John, 约翰。
约翰写约翰福音的时候是他在在巴基斯坦被放逐的时候写的，那个时候已经是90年之后的事情。
So number two, our faith in Christian faith is the gospel history.
所以第二点我要提到的就是我们基督徒我们所信仰的是一个有历史性的福音。
And then our faith has a records and history evidence behind our faith.
我们的信仰是有记录的，是历史上的事实。
No, I study as a historian in my interest in the graduate school and my life studies.
所以我在读研究所的时候，还有我的兴趣就是学习历史。
You know, as historians, we're interested in history documents.
所以对于我们学历史的人，我们非常对这些文件有兴趣。
Documents such as records and letters and anything that demonstrate the truth of someone who says who has lived.
所谓的文件就是记录一个人他活着的时候他说的话，他写的东西，还有别人对他的记录。
And Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:1-2 gave that story.
所以保罗在哥林多前书15:1-2他就是他的一个文本，一个记录。
Basically, we emphasize that what he has preached the gospel is from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that by this gospel you are saved. And if you firm wholly to the word I preach to you, otherwise you have believed in vain.
所以他那里讲的特别就是提到说，他所传给他们的是从神领受的。所以如果不相信的话，并且你如果不是我们不是突然的相信。我们要持守保罗所传给我们的，然后就会必因这个福音得救。
So what the Apostle Paul saying here in point three is that our records of our resurrection in the First Corinthians is one of the earliest in the New Testament history.
所以呢，保罗在这里所讲的就是哥林多前书的记载啊，是对于耶稣的复活最早的一个历史记录。
It was around 53 A.D.
是主后53年。
It's only maybe 18 years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
是大约是耶稣复活以后18年写成的。
So history has evidence in the life and the work of Apostle Paul.
所以历史呢，对于保罗他所说的、所写的、他的作为，都已经留下了记录。
So 1 Corinthians 15, the first 11th verses we read,are talking about the evidences for resurrection of Jesus.
所以我们刚才读到的哥林多前书15，那里就讲到是有关耶稣的生平的一个证据。
You know, in the news stories and whatever the news may be, international, political, or local fire and crime, so on, people want to know the evidence, the eyewitness evidence.
所以当我们看新闻的时候，不管是国际新闻，是本地的新闻，譬如说火灾、水灾，人们想知道的就是证据，他们想听那些亲眼看到的人所说的话。
Yes, so the news reporter would ask people, did you see it? The fire? Did you see the crime? When did you see it? How did you see it?
所以那些新闻记者常常去访问一些人，说你看到这个火灾吗？或是你看到这个犯罪的行为吗？你什么时候看到的？是在什么情况下看到的？
Well, we have a lot of these evidences in the Gospels.
所以我们在圣经里头有很多这一类的证人。
So all the Gospels, four Gospels are writes about the resurrection.
所以四福音书，四本福音书头都在见证耶稣的复活。
For example, in Mark 16, it says on the first day of the week, or seventh day, Jesus resurrected, and he appeared to Mary Magdalene and said, from whom Jesus cast out seven devils.
所以在马可福音16章第9节那里讲说，在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他的身上曾赶出七个鬼。
So Mary Magdalene saw Jesus after his resurrection.
所以马大拉马抹大拉的玛利亚，她看见了耶稣，她是一个目击的证人。
Because you know what, Mary saw Jesus crucified and die.
因为她在耶稣死的时候，她也在场，她亲眼看到耶稣死。
As all the disciples and other women, Mary, Mother Jesus saw it.
还有其他的，他跟其他的门徒，还有耶稣的母亲玛利亚一起目睹了耶稣的受死。
So here Mary went to the tomb and saw Jesus, and Jesus said to her, "I'm resurrected."
然后他后来到耶稣的墓地去的时候，他看到了耶稣，耶稣告诉他说：“我复活了。
”So that is eyewitness evidence.
这个就是一个目击的证人。
And then Luke gave us a passage that says Jesus said in beforehand that the Son of Man shall suffer many things under the sinners and will be crucified and the third day will be resurrected.
在路加那里耶稣也说人子必须被交在罪人手里钉在十字架上第三日复活。
So here you have Jesus' prediction of his death and resurrection to come.
所以这里是耶稣他预言将要发生在他身上的事。
Now that's rare. That is true miracle indeed.
这实在是一个神迹，因为他是事先的说还没发生的事。
Because those things did happen as the scripture says, according to scriptures.
所以呢，这些事情后来真的发生了。所以他那里说，根据圣经是根据圣经发生的。
Then John 20 talks about Jesus at the resurrection did many miracles before the disciples, and then there was no room to record him. John says, if there were not enough space in the world to cover. And then he says, these things are written so that you may believe Jesus, the Son of God, that believe on him, you may have life.
所以在约翰那里也讲了说耶稣在门前在门徒面前行了许多神迹都没有记在这些书上因为没有办法全部都记住但是记下这些事是要叫你们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
You know, a lot of non-Christian critics says, oh, gospel, there are so many contradictions, and they are contradictions, yet they're not reliable.
所以你知道有些不信主的人他们讲说哎呀圣经头充满了很多的矛盾自相矛盾的地方所以是不可信的。
And then, what happened is, most of the time, they do not know what they're talking about.
其实他们不晓得他们在说什么。
And you ask them, what are the contradictions you're talking about?
他们如果你问他们说你所谓的互相矛盾是指什么
?Most of the time they cannot point out because they don't know the scripture that well.
所以有的时候他们没有办法做很好的辩护因为他们不读圣经。
And then, when you confront them, you ask, where is the contradiction? Show me from scripture.
所以当你问他说那你告诉我圣经上有哪些地方是有矛盾的。
Example is that in Matthew talk about two angels at the tomb of Jesus, one in the front, one in the back.
譬如说在马太福音那里讲说，他们看到
两个天使
两个天使，一个是在前面，一个是在后面。
Of tomb of Jesus,
在耶稣的坟墓那里。
But then Luke says there's one angel talking to Mary.
但是路加记载的是只有一个天使跟玛利亚说话。
Here you have an apparent contradiction. Is it one or two angels at the tomb?
所以他们就说你看就矛盾了嘛到底是复活的耶稣的坟墓里头到底是有一个天使还是两个天使
Well, it's easy to explain.
其实很容易解释。
Because it depends when did Jesus when did Mary saw two? When did she saw one?
所以这问题就是说，她在她什么时候看到的是一个天使，什么时候看到是两个天使
？She may go in the tomb first time and saw two.
她也许第一次看到的时候是看到两个天使。
Then she went out and talked to the disciples, ran to talk to the disciples, says, "Our Lord's risen."
然后她就跑去告诉门徒说，我们的主已经复活了。
So that by the time she went the second time, one angel went away, only one left.
所以也许他后来他就回到坟墓的时候有一个天使已经走了。
And then the angel said, why do you seek the dead among the living?
所以天使问他们说你们为什么在死人中间找活人呢?
He's alive, go to his disciples.
他已经复活了已经到门徒那儿去了。
So there's no contradiction.
所以其实没有冲突的地方。
So what apparent contradiction is that it seems a contradiction, but the truth is thatno contradiction.
常常他们看到的是一个有矛盾的地方，而事实上是没有冲突的。
You know, so the gospel stories, there's no contradiction in the sense that because they are written 50 years apart.
所以我们看到福音书他们的那些作者写的书的年代是分散到50年，这个跨越了50个年代，但是他们中间并没有冲突。
So they did not get together and says, let's write this. You write this, Matthew write this, Luke write this, Mark write this, and John write this.
他们并没有说开一个会然后 分别指定说哦，马太你写这个马可写这个路加写这个约翰你写这一部分。
They were all scattered after the death of Jesus.
那个时候主耶稣死了以后他们就分散到各地了。
And then they were written 50 years after the resurrection of Jesus.
他们在耶稣复活以后50年才开始写福音书。
So the contradiction is a small in terms of maybe a letter or a number difference.
所以即使有冲突的地方通常是在非常细微的比如说数目字啊这些或者是拼音这些上面的一些分差。
But no contradiction in terms of our faith and the truth of Jesus.
但是跟我们相信耶稣的这个真理上是没有任何冲突的。
So the second evidence is about the empty tomb.
但是第二个复活的证据就是空的坟墓。
This is very important because Jesus is not there.
这个很重要因为耶稣已经不在那个坟墓里了。
You know, you see all the religious leaders, founder of the world, and Confucius, and Buddha, and so on, they have their tomb.
你们知道世界上其他的任何宗派的那个教主他们都有一个坟墓。
You know, here lies whoever the founder and is dead.
所以他们会告诉你说哦，这是某一某某某人的坟墓他的遗体在这里。
But there's no tomb for Jesus.
但是世界上没有耶稣的坟墓。
Because Jesus is resurrected from the history and also from the books of the Bible.
因为从历史上来说，从圣经上来说，耶稣已经复活了。
And therefore, he lives in our hearts.
所以他能够住在我们心里。
He doesn't live in the tombs.
他不是在坟墓里。
So that's why Christianity is the most unique religion in the world, that the religious...The Jesus is no longer dead, but alive.
所以基督教是唯一可信的因为我们所信的人并没有在坟墓里头。
I want to give you several explanations how skeptics try to answer or deal with an empty tomb.
所以我愿意提出几点就是一些怀疑论者就是不信的人他们所提出来的一些理论。
The first one is they say the disciples stole the body of Jesus.
第一个他们就说哦，耶稣是他的遗体不见了是因为被门徒偷走了。
And this is recorded in Matthew 28, talk about how the Jewish leaders bribed the soldiers says, now listen, because we know that he will be resurrected, so therefore you guard the tomb.
所以我们在马太福音28章那里的记载哈就是祭司长他们叮嘱那些兵丁说你们要晚上哈，你们要看着这个坟墓。
Because, so they bribed the soldiers, give them money, so that in case Jesus is gone, you will say that the disciples stole them.
所以然后告诉他说万一耶稣真的复活了不见了你们就会告诉别人说是门徒偷走的。
Because the Bible says, this tradition is still living among the Jews today.
所以这里说 这个传说即使在今天在犹太人中间还是很流行的。
You know, that could not happen.
这个不可能的。
Because Pilate ordered soldiers to guard the tomb, one on each side.
因为比拉多派了门徒派了兵丁去守住这个坟墓。
And then if the body were to be stolen, they will be beheaded.
因为如果耶稣的尸体被门徒偷走了，那么那个看守的守卫他们一定会被处死刑。
So therefore, there no guards were persecuted because the disciples did not come.
所以那时候没有一个警卫被判刑，因为门徒并没有偷走耶稣的遗体。
The second objection from the critic is that the Jews or Romans removed it.
他们第二个他们的理论就是。犹太人或者是罗马兵丁，他们偷走了，他们搬走了遗体。
There's no evidence for that, just like the first one.
就像第一个一样，是没有证据的。
So therefore, this cannot hold water.
所以这个也没有办法成立。
And then the third reason the skeptic says that the resurrection did not happen is that the woman went to the wrong tomb.
所以第三个就是说，那几位妇女他们走错了坟墓，找错了。
And The Bible answers this by several passages. So we quickly go over. And Matthew 28 says, the Mary basically says, he's not here. Just as he said, he is resurrected. You come and see where he was laid.
所以二十八章第六节呢是玛利亚说他不在这里，已经复活了。你们来看。安放主的地方。
Come to the tomb.
你们到坟墓来看嘛。
Because they remember the tomb.
因为他们记得那个坟墓。
Because it was written, or Joseph Arimathea bought the tomb and laid Jesus on the tomb.
因为他们看到了约瑟把那个耶稣的身体埋葬在那个坟墓里。
So the women did not go to the wrong tomb.
所以一些妇女他们不可能找错坟墓。
And then Mark 16:6 says that the young man said to Jesus saw, talking to the disciple or the woman, don't be afraid, you go to seek him, the Nazareth of Jesus, he is resurrected, he is not here,Just as he said, and then go to the place where he laid him.
所以在马可福音那里就是讲到天使对那妇人说你们不要惊恐你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣他已经复活不在这里请看安放他的地方。
So all these things basically said, women did not go to the wrong tomb.
所以这些经文都证明那些妇女没有走错坟墓。
All they say is, he's not here, he's resurrected, just as he said.
所以每个地方都讲说就是照他所说的他不在这里他已经复活了。
Another kind of a crazy theory the non-Christian developed was, they say Jesus fainted on the cross.
另外一种很奇怪的很可笑的说法就是当时耶稣并没有真的死他只是暂时昏迷了。
Well, they say, because Jesus was shocked and fell and swooned, okay? They say they fainted and therefore in the tomb he suddenly awoke because of a cool of night and shock of day he was resurrected by himself. Actually, he did not die, they say.
还有一种说法就是说耶稣那时候受太大的这个刺激他就昏倒了后来被放在坟墓里呢空气比较凉下来他就又醒过来了。
Well, this is nonsense too.
当然这是一种无稽之谈。
Because in Mark 15:44, we have a record from Pilate. The governor says Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. See, the evidence comes from the official.
所以马可福音呢记载说比拉多很诧异耶稣已经死了。所以这个是一个官方的记录耶稣已经死了。
And you can see that He's already dead, that's why Pilate gave the body to Joseph to be buried.
所以我们可以知道他已经死了所以比拉多才会肯把耶稣的遗体交给约瑟去埋葬。
So these foolish theories can be easily overthrown.
所以这 这些都是这四种理论是很容易被推翻的。
Because they do not want to believe.
因为就是因为他们心里不信。
Because the cross is foolish for those who do not believe.
因为十字架对那些不信的人是愚拙的、愚昧的。
Another evidence is the burial cloth of Jesus.
还有一个复活的证据呢，就是，就是耶稣在就是 下面一个耶稣埋葬的时候所用的那个裹尸布。
Now the Bible tells us that the cloth were as though it was never touched in that state.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，那些裹尸布，他们整整齐齐的就放在旁边。
If you are resurrected or if you take off the burial cloth, you will be all scattered and mixed up.
如果是你是有人去弄的话，一定会。会把那些布会弄乱的。
But it was neatly left behind in the tomb.
但是它很整齐的放在坟墓里。
But also the headband is special because separate. The headband left was placed in the original position.
还有另外呢，就是那个裹尸的那个头部还是很整齐的放在原先的那个地方。
So it was like it was never disturbed before.
所以它没有被动过。
So this evidence that is that Jesus resurrected, his body came out of that as the spirit.
所以我们可以看到，当耶稣复活的时候，好像他的灵就脱离了他的身体出来了。
At the same time, he had a body.
但是他那个时候还是有人的肉体的形象。
So that means he's God and man same time.
所以耶稣他同时具有神性还有人性。
That's why he was able to walk in the door when the disciples were afraid of the soldiers, and Jesus said, "Peace to you."
所以那个时候，当门徒聚集的时候，他能够穿过这个墙就走进去了，然后门徒就很害怕。耶稣说：“不要怕，愿平安归给你们。”
So this gives us a clear evidence Jesus was resurrected. He was still God.And man at the same time.
所以这个是给我们很清楚的证据，证明耶稣已经复活了。他是人，他也是神。
So another key evidence is the appearances of Jesus after resurrection.
所以还有一个复活的证据就是耶稣复活以后，他向许多人显现。
And then basically says Jesus acts in Acts 1:3 says he suffered many and then he.Use many miracles shown to the disciples, and then he was with them 40 days and teaching about the kingdom of God.
就像使徒行传第一章那里说，主耶稣受害以后，他用很多的神迹、很多的凭据，把他自己显给门徒看，而且有40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
He appeared to the disciples.
他也向他也向门徒显现。
He appeared again twice.
他有两次向门徒显现。
One time without Thomas.
第一次那多马不在。
Remember, first time when they saw Jesus, Thomas says, "I won't believe."
所以呢，他们因为第一次多马不在，所以多马说：“我不相信你们看到耶稣。”
So unless I see his wounds on the hand on the side, I won't believe.
除非我看到他手上的钉痕，不然我不相信他复活了。
Then second time, all 12 of them appeared in the room, and Jesus came to him and showed Thomas, "Here it is."
当第二次他们所有人都到场，包括多马的时候，主耶稣又向他们显现，而且告诉多马说。让多马看他手上的钉痕。
So that's why we call people doubt things. We call doubting Thomas.
所以有的时候我们说一个很喜欢怀疑事情的人，我们就叫他多疑的多马。
So after to see Jesus' resurrection, and Thomas kneeled down and said, "My Lord and my God."
所以当多马终于看到耶稣复活的耶稣的时候，他就跪下来说：“我的主，我的神。
”So he worshipped him.
他敬拜。耶稣
That's why you and I worship Jesus because we know He's God. He's living in our hearts.
所以我们相信耶稣，就是因为他是神，他活在我们心里。
And then one time He appeared to 500 people same time.
有一次他向500个弟兄显现。
Now that is real evidence.
那个是真正的证据。
So Christianity people cannot deny Jesus resurrected from the dead.
所以我人不能够否认。耶稣的复活。
And one of the most important evidence is that changed lives of the disciples.
还有一个证据，第五个证据就是门徒的生命被改变了。
Remember, Peter became a leader after the resurrection of Jesus.
我们知道彼得在耶稣复活以后，他变成了一个领袖。
Why? Before he was a coward, he would not basically affirm the Lord Jesus Christ in the temple there.
所以在那以前，彼得胆子非常的小。
He denied Jesus three times.
他三次否认不认耶稣。
Even curse from heaven says, I don't know him.
他甚至发咒诅咒哈启示说我不认识这个人。
But after resurrected Jesus, he became a leader among the 12.
但是耶稣复活以后，彼得就成为了十二个门徒里头的领袖。
And then he was the one who says, we rather listen to God than men.
所以彼得那不是彼彼得在面对逼迫的时候，他能够很勇敢的说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
Because the Jewish leaders says, don't preach Jesus.
因为犹太的领袖告诉他说，你不可以传讲耶稣。
And then he says, no way, we will preach Jesus no matter what.
但是彼得回答说，不管怎么样，我们还是要传讲耶稣。
All these disciples were transformed because of Jesus.
所有的门徒都因为耶稣的复活，他们的生命得到改变。
So a lot of times in history, many Christians were persecuted because of their faith.
在历史教会历史上，我们看到很多的基督徒因为他们的信仰被逼迫，受到逼迫。
So all the disciples became martyrs of faith. I will show you that all 12 of them died because of their faith in Christ.
你知道耶稣的十二个门徒，每一个人最后都是为了福音而寻道。
I show you that Matthew was killed by a sword.
我们知道马太是被剑刺死的。
Mark was dragged on the street of Alexandria in Egypt.
马可是在埃及的亚历山大城，他被人家拖过，在街道上拖，后来而死的。
Luke was hung on the olive tree.
路加是被吊死在一棵橄榄树上。
Apostle John was exiled on the island, died in the island of Patmos.
我们知道约翰是被放逐到拔摩岛，然后死在狱中。
Peter was crucified in Rome.
彼得在罗马被倒钉十字架。
James was beheaded in Jerusalem.
雅各在耶路撒冷被砍头。
James the younger was clubbed to death.
小雅各他是被棍子打死的。
And Bartholomew was skinned alive.
巴多罗马是被活活剥皮而死的。
Andrew was killed on the cross.
安德烈是在是绑在十字架上而死的。
Thomas was speared to death in South India.
多马是在印度的南部被长矛刺死的。
So today you can go to South India, see the church in South India called Martoma.
所以如果你去印度的话，你可以在南印度看到有一个教会叫做 Martoma
meaning Thomas Church,
就是意思是说多马的教会。
It has the most Christian in India.
那个是印度最大的一个教会。
So that's 2,000 years later, Thomas testimony is still there.
所以2000年之后，当初的那个多疑的多马，他的见证还是如今还是存在。
So Judas was speared to death.
我们知道犹大是被剑刺死。
Matthias was stoned then beheaded.
马提亚是被石头击打。
And Barnabas was stoned to death.
巴拿巴是被石头打死。
Apostle Paul suffered in prison and then beheaded later.
我们知道保罗他在狱中受到很大的折磨，后来被砍头。
All these disciples died Jesus because of the resurrection of Jesus.
这些门徒全部都为了耶稣而殉道，是因为耶稣已经复活了。
Because they knew their master.
因为他们认识他们的主人。
The master died for them.
他们的主耶稣为他们而死。
So they are willing to die on account of Jesus' faith, the faith in Jesus.
所以他们也愿意为了相信耶稣而死。
A lot of Christians die during the war, in Korea.Many of them, Christian pastors died in Korea.
在有战争的时候，有很多的韩国的基督韩国的牧师为了他们的信仰而死。
About 200 of them died on account of the war.
在第二次世界大战的时候，有200多个韩国的牧师就死在日本兵的手里。
So they were lined up on them, on the ditch.
那日本人把那200多个牧师叫他们排队站在那个海滩上。
And then all the congregation people will watch, excuse me, from distance.
他们教会的会众弟兄姐妹就在旁边观看。
So the Japanese soldier said, "Do you still believe Jesus Christ?"
他们那个日本兵就拿着枪问他们说：“你们还信耶稣基督吗
？”If they say yes, boom.
如果谁说我信，他就一颗子弹。
If they say no, you can go.
如果说我不信了，你就可以回家。
So that happened for 200 times in in Korea.
这个事情发生了200次。
So many of them, their disciples, their parishioners saw their pastor die, and therefore, after the war, Korean Christianity grew like mushroom.
所以很多的会众弟兄姐妹看到他们的牧师这样为他们的信仰舍身以后，在战后韩国的教会就好像就像雨后的春水春笋迅速的发展。
So that's why Korean Christianity grew to 35%. From 1945 to 85.
所以所以韩国的教会从1945年到1975年85年成长了
10 times.
成长了10倍。
Now has the greatest concentration of Christianity in the world.
他们现在是世界上基督徒比例最高的一个国家。
So that's a testimony of the apostles and also pastors, Christians who are willing to die on according to their faith.
这就是一个很好的见证，证明了门徒还有信主的人，他们为了主牺牲所带来的一个结果。
So the last evidence is the first day of the week became the Sabbath.
最后。
Because of Jesus' resurrection on the Sabbath day, on the first day of the week.
所以最后我们提到的一个证据就是自从耶稣复活以后七日的第一天就是礼拜天就成为我们基督教的圣日。
Because it says in Matthew 28:1, says that after the Sabbath at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
所以在马太福音28章那里讲说安息日近七日的头一日天快亮的时候抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。
So you can see that the Jews worship on the Saturday.
所以我们知道犹太人是在现在他们还是在星期六做礼拜。
So Jesus died on the Friday night, and then Saturday, and then Sunday he resurrected.
耶稣是礼拜五去世的，然后他礼拜六过了礼拜六，礼拜天他复活。
So Sunday became the first day of the week when Jesus resurrected.
所以，七日的第一天，现在就是星期天，就变成一个七日的第一天，是因为耶稣在这一天复活的。
That was a creation ordinance.
这是一个证据。
Remember Jesus? I mean, in the Genesis, on the seventh day, God rested.
记得在创世纪那里讲说，第七天神就休息了。
So we're going back to Genesis.
所以我们回到回到创世纪。
And then that becomes our worship day, as today we are worshiping today.
所以今天我们基督徒，我们是在七日的第一天复活日，就是星期天做礼拜。
So praise God for all the disciples, all the apostles, all the evidences of ever resurrection.
所以感谢神，他给了我们这么多的复活的见证。
And let me say that in conclusion, that if there's no resurrection of dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ was not raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
所以我的结论就是说，如果没有使人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
You know, during the past week, President Bush the First was buried.
我们知道，过去的一个礼拜，我们看到了老布希总统他被埋葬。
I remember a number of times the pastor says George Bush will meet Barbara Bush in heaven.
所以在那个牧师在丧礼的时候好几次提到说老布希总统他很快会到天他已经在天上与他的妻子 Barbara 相会。
Also, there's a three-year-old girl who passed away because of leukemia a long time ago.
还有他们的小女儿在很小的时候三四岁的时候就因为白血症去世他布希总统也会也已经跟他的小女儿在团圆了。
So that's a testimony of one person who believed Jesus that they will have hope, eternal life, hope in the Lord Jesus Christ because of Jesus' resurrection.
所以每一个信主的人，我们都有这样子的盼望。由于耶稣基督的复活，所以将来我们在天上，我们也要与他相聚。
So have you considered his resurrection in your life?
我不晓得在你的信仰的生活里头你有没有思想过这个复活的意义
And if you trust in him, believe in him, he will resurrect it in your life. He will make you resurrected at death.
所以如果你相信耶稣的话他会让你的生命得到复活
He is alive and he is in our hearts today.
所以今天耶稣还是活着的而且他活在我们的心里
And may you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
但愿你也能够相信耶稣接受他做你的救主
so that you will be resurrected in the last day
所以在最后的时候在你人生的末了的时候你也会复活会得到永生
so as we are ready to celebrate Christmas and may we have the hope of resurrection of Jesus in our hearts
所以但愿我们庆祝圣诞节的时候我们的心里头能够有指望有盼望因为我们有因为耶稣基督已经复活了。
So faith, hope, and love all deal with the life ministry of Jesus.
所以信望爱都跟耶稣的他的事工还有耶稣的生平有很大的关系。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Our Father, our God, we thank you for this day. We can worship because of your resurrection. Thank you for the lives of believers here because you saved them and saved us.Thank you for the life in Jesus. We pray that those who have not believed, pray that they will have life believing you as all of us have. And pray that you will guide us, keep us in the Christmas time that we have Jesus in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for the sermon from Elder Sam.
Thank you for the sermon from Elder Sam.
现在请大家一同站立来唱回应诗歌。
Let's all stand and sing the song, response song.
Thank you.的十字架，感谢你付上代价，担当我罪和羞愧，是我。